backlog in Recorder's Court. Last year appointed Lesinski as special administrator with far-reaching powers. I don't want to sing the guy's laurels, Lesinski said, but Judge Ravitz has turned out to be an excellent judge and has been utterly cooperative. Ravitz drives a foreign car, carries a gun. Why? There's a lot of crime out there, he said, and I've had a lot of assassinations on my life, and is against capital punishment, although not for the expected reason. As long as the system remains under their domination, it would be crazy to say it should exist, because we know who's going to get killed and who's doing the bidding for whom. He said, under capitalism, only the poor are the ones that get executed. They are the ones treated by capital punishment. Similarly, Judge Ravitz is against gun control. If you take away guns from the state and the police, you can take them away from everyone. I'm not prepared to say they should have an exclusive monopoly on the right to bear arms. He says that traditional rehabilitation is a sham, and he sends political literature to men he has sentenced to jail. The best rehabilitation, he said, is promoting social and political consciousness so people are less into individualism, violence, competition, and materialism. But it is precisely those sort of people, the ones who make waves in jail, that don't get paroled, that don't get paroled at all. His honesty, human sympathy, and resolute judicial approach were fully revealed recently in the sentencing of Lark Baker, an illiterate 16-year-old Kentucky native with a record of 36 arrests, pleaded guilty to the brutal murder of an 83-year-old woman during a home robbery. Judge Ravitz told a packed and hushed courtroom, "This case has many of the classic ingredients. As far as environment and juvenile history goes, it reflects upon an inadequate, inhumane educational system and upon a juvenile justice system that produces nothing but criminality." Shaking his head and speaking softly, he said, "I'm dealing in decades here, and it's a hard thing. I don't know if I can look at a person 16 years of age and write him off for his life." Ravitz then sentenced Baker to 40 to 70 years in jail. Ravitz's future is unclear. He won't run again when his $49,000 a year term expires in 1983 or seek a higher judicial shot. "I don't regard the decision to run and look forward to the day when I can leave to do something more meaningful." He knows he has no chance of re-election and even faces the chance of execution, in spite of the fact that he does appeal the right on occasions, like he did with this youngster by sentencing him to 70 years of age. 70 years, that's a heavy sentence for a 16-year-old. So he's trying to window dress to appear like a good communist, but he's inconsistent, like on the matter of gun control and so forth. He's really playing all ends to try to get something done. But unfortunately, when you use certain tactics, you become a part of those tactics. His great unfulfilled objective, he said, is seeing laws used to benefit people whom he knows to be victimized by crime. To get corrupt people who sit on benches or in prosecutors' offices, it's exciting to think what might happen if we could prosecute properly. Well, that's a communist judge who won't last long in Detroit. And it is interesting that Detroit does have more communist sympathies, though it is still under a fascist Uncle Tom sellout mayor. But there are more blacks in Detroit than anywhere, so you can get by with a little more than you could in ordinary places. Set your news now. Go back over back news. We've got to show a good standing. You've got to know your Russian well. You've got to be able to stand up and say Chinese and Russian, all those languages, Swahili for peace, they should be written on the blackboard, same in Portuguese, same in German, the same in Spanish, and all other languages, Chinese, Russian, and Swahili. If there's another language, French, I believe that was all. All those, Italian too, I want them all up there so you could have them on a slip. If you were called on, you could answer those in languages. It will impress people and will cause others to cooperate with this great model of socialism and emulate it around the world and get support for it and strengthen our possibilities, if worse came to worse, of having a haven in a paradise or in the Soviet Union. Much love, and I want to see a lot of studying now in the library. Be in there fast and furious tonight. I'm asking it because of all these people coming tomorrow. That's why we have to have a great deal of pressure. And I want a great deal of pressure on cleaning up that playground, everything. We haven't had too much rain. Rake off the mud as much as you can in the drive so everything will look as attractive as possible. And I'm counting on teachers. I'm counting on medical people, public service union, and inspectors to be responsible for this place being an apple pie order. Because if we win this, the next few days, the sky is the limit for you, darlings. That's why I'm pushing. Knowledge and work. Thank you. I love you. Attention, attention. Due to the fact it was not taped, and I want all to get this message. Due to Kay Nelson, black, and Charlie Touche, white, both came from prejudicial backgrounds against people of different colors. They have been doing fantastic teamwork in Georgetown. Already got us a $33,000 clear order, and we can make more. I know Ruby and her team will push even faster. You can budget exactly how much time that it will take. 3,000 of those beautiful Mickey Mouses will make us 3,000 just selling them to Guyana stores. Anything we sell privately, we'd cut out the middle person. But we're taking this order because it'll be impressive to the government and will make us $33,000. So please, all of you, put your ingeniousness together on things that can be made. Several have, like that folding chair. To me, that has ideal opportunities. And the brooms, we need to remind, by the way, 801 radio staff tomorrow to check very pointedly about those brooms, the buckets that were made by Ken. Also, I want to urge you, I'm saying this over because I didn't tape it, you've got to get in there as early or tonight if you can't sleep. It's the only time I've asked you to infringe upon your rest. Study those Chinese, Russian, Swahili, Spanish, Portuguese. I think I may have missed one. French. Greetings of peace and goodwill. You've got to have the right answers on the People's National Congress being our party. It's a non-aligned nation, and we stand for non-alignment. When the Russians come, we tell them how much we identify with all Soviet positions, how loyal we are. That still doesn't take away from a non-aligned position. The Soviets often encourage non-alignment when there's dangers from fascists surrounding them. As you know, this is a tricky business. We believe this man is sincere. He had to be gotten out tonight to get here because he was terrified. He feels they already know something, and that's possible that we have another agent in our temple. That's why Marcelin and Hugh and Paula and Terry Buford need to get back there. And Leona needs a rest from overtaxation. Gene Brown, and also Sandy and June. So we have to do this. we've got a way of getting free tickets due to the remarkable connection that we have here in Guyana. So some of it won't cost us anything. If it did, we couldn't afford it. Now, if you see any problems, any of you, and any of the people I selected to go, tell me about it. Hugh Fortson, Paula Adams, Marcelin, and Tara Buford. My own opinion, they have proven to be steady and competent, but they'll have to work harder, not waste any moments, get to as many people as possible, because more and more people are becoming popular supporters now in that they've heard about this conspiracy. And we have a whole set of advice that I've given tonight on getting in contact with all of our friends. Name everything except the individual until the individual is at safety. Just say a high business person. Step forward with nothing to gain, but could not stomach the thought that they were dealing with killers and mercenaries. And it read between the lines that this really was a wonderful community because the way I love children and senior citizens and battle for all people when they're faced with the illegal court system that favors capitalism. I think that's all that I said earlier. Unfortunately, they did not tape it, and I had to repeat it. No blame on them. I don't even know that I made the emphasis, but automatically asked me that in the radio technical room, where that gives me the possibility of saying whether or not I want it taped. Is anyone here with me in the office while I stand by for a moment, remember anything else? Over.
Okay.
Attention, attention. Tell George Touche, if she's not listening, that the request made of Maria and Carolyn, from our standpoint, that will help the cause even more, will be taken care of. It was a wonderful, productive idea. As I said, this good news of making money lowered my temperature to normal now. It is exactly normal, and it was 103. I know I could be around and be strengthening you, giving you opportunities to travel all over the world. There's more than one nation that's offered us sanctuary to build our own Jonestown Collective. And both those nations are quite modern, but I'm not going to mention it because there's possibility of CIA agent in our ranks. Our security be very alert. They are. Believe me, I've observed during the night as I never sleep. They are, but you can't be too alert. Each of you take note. The minute that man comes in, I will identify him with a brisk handshake. I will hug Charles Gary. I will hug Mark Lane, a great author, Brush to Judgment. I really don't like that concept of just clasping hands, but it's normal. I have not met him before, so I'll be very friendly appearing, because there's a possibility that he's a double agent, but not likely, because he is terrified that they will murder him and have said so, and that they have no interest in John at all. It was just means of trying to get us to destroy ourselves because they are fearful that we have so much influence here and in such a large number. That's how the deviant Stone operates. He has been proven now to be in the CIA. Jim Cobb, Deanna Myrtle, and one you wouldn't know, Khan with Big Oil, Standard Oil, who was in the mess early. And people like Christine with good ears, Christine was saying, just listen, and heard them speak of numbers they could call of police officials. So we're on top of it. Things are moving our way. And let us be sure we beautify this place from stem to stern. I'd like to see everyone check for some nursery till every bare space is cleared. And as Vernetta Christian mentioned, we've got to do something about that playground. And others have mentioned it. We've got to do something to see that playground has its weeds down. Every little thing. You know how capitalists are. And the upcoming into the community that wants to be planted and everything with tip-top order. There's little holes in those original buildings. If there's anything we could do to even patch them over because the light shows, doesn't make any difference from our care because we get the best care in that. But those were the original buildings, and it's too bad we didn't have time to replace them. We want to scrape over the mud, try to avoid taking our tractors in and out. Or if we do it around about lane behind the, one of the small nurseries right across from the dining room area. So we won't have a lot of mess, and we can clear it up and plant things everywhere till they'll see how valuable we consider food and contributing food to this nation and to others. As you know, maybe you don't know, two handsome young Guyanese are being considered young males for membership tomorrow. One has been so ill that he's had no, because they only had one breakfast today. Both of them have suffered, but ladies, take your time, show principle, don't open your mouth too much, praise the place highly, what has been done for it. Sooner or later, somebody will be dating the person, that's all right, and there may be three, but we want to be sure they're young, 16, 17, but CIA uses anyone, so we'll be testing closely, but we have very good reason to believe that the two will be suitable candidates. Reason we do it, we can't afford it, but Guyana will feel better about us, because some people have given the attitude that, Jonestown Americans don't want to mingle with the Guyanese. Well, we already have Guyanese. And so we're going to be taking on young people, people who are not so sot in their ways. Some have begged to come in here and do any kind of work and work 18 hours a day. So it ought to put us to shame. Let's build our ranks and crews. That won't hinder if we do sometime feel by necessity that we want to go to that one beautiful nation, USSR, or another lovely nation, equally lovely, equally modern. They will be able to go also because they will be of age, and it can be worked out anyway. But Guyana's our home. We want to help build it here, and we're bringing the eyes of the world on Guyana. I just want something in case we need it. The talk of the news this minute is very frightening. Real nuclear talk. If it's nuclear war, we'll be here and we'll be safe. But in the meantime, we would like freedom from harassment so our leader could not have to spend every night up worrying about details and submitting his secretaries. Takes us all night on these damn radios, all night long. I wanted to get that across, to appeal to you, to pick up. I still had to pick up so much today, and I was feverish, very feverish. I've got no business, and my joints were stiffened from whatever virus it is. I know I've healed the cancer in me, but there's something else. And it's taking a great deal of toll. I have high blood pressure, but I'm going to be around a long while, particularly when I keep getting news like that there is $33,000 made for this community by $3,000. Go to work, dear ones. Make as many as you can, because if that one Guyana store that is socialistic and owned by the government, they usually don't pay as much naturally so, because they want to balance payments and have profits to share equally amongst the people. But if you can think of anything else you can make that we can sell privately, but we've already given our deadline goal. It was October 31st, as I recall, and we want those 3,000, and we're ordering plastics, I just did, to secure them, so we'll have that 33,000. That should cause everyone to feel gratitude in their heart of hearts. I love you so much.
Listen, attention, attention. I appreciate already receiving some suggestions about the four that have been sought and approved thus far to go to the United States. Some of you have written in different opinions, not reflecting on the morals or the character of any. Some, however, have reflected that it should be one of my sons. That would be a great mistake, because that person would not possibly avoid the kind of conspiracy we have to be set up or to be kidnapped for ransom. Marcelin is a senior like myself, middle years. It's much easier if you run into any legal kind of setups. The courts are always more easily. And she and I have a pact if any of those types of things arise. But to put my sons in that capacity would seem foolhardy to me. Appreciate those of you that think that they would give the best trust, and that I don't doubt. But I don't see putting my children there unless some of you have a legal insight. Don't hesitate to argue with me. And only two have written up, and they wrote up very good points about persons' willingness to take criticism and so forth. So I want you to write. You are the people, and we believe in the voice of the people governing us. So put more in the suggestion box tonight, again, because we unlock it ever so often, and pick out any suggestion that is there. Please continue with that process, because time is running out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking at this hour of the night. But I have to get this situation taken care of soon, and I hope that all of you understand and appreciate that. I wouldn't interrupt your sleep otherwise. That's why I said you ought to burn the midnight oil, to learn Russian and Chinese. Russian as a language, more Russian than anything, but we don't tell the outside that we're studying more Russian than we are Chinese, and that we study Portuguese, Spanish, and German, as well as Swahili, and it seems Italian, and some other nation I have forgotten. What languages? Stand by, I'll ask one of the operators here. Attention, attention, attention. Margarita, Margaret, as we call her, Maria, will also be showing us Greek on the blackboard. This is to be written in the morning, so we can give the phrases of I greet you in peace, or we want peace, in Greek, Spanish, the native language of our forefathers and mothers, Swahili. Jack Barron, the chemist, will help us correctly, and Johnny Sr., my son, with German, French, a phrase in French. Some of them are very short, but we want to study. We tell people that come in that we study all languages. And, of course, we study Chinese, and you have those phrases shorter by now, and Russian. That's why I would like for some of you to spend this midnight oil, because it's getting so close. The first of our delegation come tomorrow. The Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement come tomorrow. as well as our eminent attorney, Charles Gary, and then the provocateur in the past, who has now said he is afraid for his life and can't go along with their senseless plans of murder. I emphasize again, you don't go up and start conversation with any. You can wave, you can smile, you can say all kinds of good things. Be sure to stress, you wouldn't live any other place. You wouldn't go back to USA for anything. But this will be important, that we have our education clearly down pat. So I urge all of you to please study more than you usually would. Study the back pages of the news. It is very essential. News over the past weeks, so I can ask questions. Maybe you could volunteer, and Ava, and I'll say Paula, who's there, could prearrange the questions I would ask some people that might be a little more complicated. It's very important. Although some of you will be getting special honors and bonuses of time off for those that answer the questions, so we'll not strictly follow that guideline. We want it to be spontaneous, but certain complicated questions as to the major enemies as communists see it, we could put that. If this conspirator is there, as communists see it, we could say the major enemies. And then the intricate things of world news, the history of African nations, some of that should be arranged for a special person to respond, and I should know in advance who that will be. That'll be only a short time of it. After you take your written test, which all must do for because life goes on as usual. But then some others will get extra bonus for standing up. Those that passed last week's test don't have to take one. We would appreciate you getting a bonus, though, so that'll mean you don't take another written test. And the bonus tests are much easier for people who listen at all. However, you are not responsible to take any tests, but anyone that wants to volunteer and suggestions of complication questions that shows immense amount of theory and understanding would be deeply appreciated. Again, I say I'm sorry to have to talk at this hour of the night, but people ought to be reviewing the news everywhere. My temperature's up again because for a moment I got a great relief from Jay Nelson and Charlie Touche making $33,000 for us, and the beautiful people here under Ruby, working with Ruby, that have made it possible. All of us must come up with more ideas. We want to remind the headquarters if the brooms would not be worthwhile for us to sell. We could get a cost analysis, what it costs to make them, and then a price contrast. I'm sure we can make it. We must, and then we can free all the people. Some of your family members have called the temple already. We don't have the list with us. They've not sent it down, who have been hostile, wanting to move to Guyana, and there are literally hundreds of people who have never been in our church, black and sometimes white, not to mention the people in prison. I'm talking about ordinary citizens who are begging to come here, including a very famous, outstanding disciple of Christ, pastor in Sacramento. People are seeing the handwriting on the wall. But we've got to make money so we can decrease crowding and put more food on the table, that we should be thankful to eat it all. When this little boy that's coming in that we're going to bring into the community tomorrow, looks like if everything goes right, he only had one meal a day, a breakfast of bread and some sort of rice. So one meal, that's all he had. And he said, this is such a wonderful place. And he never asked to come. That's why I feel they say he's a handsome lad. I've not seen him personally. Both of them are. And this gives an opportunity for us to balance out male versus females so that they can be sure that everyone here will have a companion and that we will grow, because we must grow. That's our absolute duty, to grow. But clear, all intentions of pregnancy must be cleared from me, because I have to deal with the budget. We have a few more ventures like Kay and Charlie Touche did, getting us a $33,000 clear-cut contract. It actually was $54,000. And I'm not sure we can't beat, knowing Ruby and her staff, a cost of $7.50 to make them. But it's a $54,000 gross and $33,000 net. Thank you very much, and much love. I'd like to see some more people burning the midnight oil to study that tape. You all have to know that tape on the right answers to people when they ask you questions. So let's be listening to it heavily. And I must demand that tomorrow morning, the first thing, that we start planting all the areas that still look messy, are muddy, are barren. And we must clean up everything, and particularly, everybody must have a fly swatter tomorrow. We shall walk up to you, and you shall go immediately to public services. Keep this on your mind and heart. This will be replayed with my morning news, which will come on at the usual time. Thank you, and much love.